Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we just praise you, Father. We thank you for allowing us another time on this line, oh Father, to be able to receive this right now word, oh Father, in Jesus' mighty name. We ask that you would drive out any kind of distraction, oh Father, that's contrary to the word. We thank you for touching our hearts and our minds, oh Father. We thank you for this seed of this word being implanted in good ground, that it will sprout up and grow, O Father, in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, we ask that your anointing will flow over this line, and we just thank you and we just praise you, O Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line on Wednesday evening. And that Wednesday night prayer line begins at 8 p.m. The Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688. And then during our once-a-month in-person service, you can tune in to that 916 number and listen to the entire church service live. You can also write in your prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. You can write in those prayer requests to our website, which is fullgospelhouse.org. We do have Facebook, and that's FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person service for this upcoming Sunday, February 12th. Our in-person services begin at 12:30 p.m., and mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L as in Love Street, in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Just a reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer, and we're linked with that email address, which, again, is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, ma'am. It's Kimberly.
Okay.
Yes, I want to say thank you to Pastor Smith and Jerome for introducing me to the Full Gospel House of Prayer. I've been feeling really blessed to be a part of something so beautiful every week and to attend service, in-house service, but I had a testimony about the other night before going on a trip I went on. I was praying all night saying, you know, God, just let me get through this day. Just let me get through this day before I can make it to my trip. A couple hours left into the night, a car went around our gate crossings. I drive the train, went around it, almost slammed into my train, the first time ever in 11 months I've had that experience, and I just slammed on the brakes with the train. Everyone was safe. I continued safely, but it was one of the scariest things that I've been through. But, again, I was just praying all night, and I'm so glad that that happened and everything was okay. I'm glad that I went on my trip, and I made it there safely and back, and I just want to thank you guys for having me be a part of this beautiful service. Thank you.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, I thank God for being on the prayer line tonight.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Sister Dockery. I just thank God every day for his grace and mercy.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes,
yes,
Pastor
Smith,
this is Jerome. I have a...
Okay, Jerome.
I have a testimony. I just want to thank God, first and foremost. I had a birthday yesterday, seeing another year, turned 35, so I just want to thank God for that. I want to thank God for your prayer, also, Pastor Smith, for safe travels there. We did have a safe travel there on our trip and safe travel back. I want to thank God for my girlfriend planning the trip. It was really nice for my birthday, and I just thank God for her, and I appreciate her. And it just was a wonderful birthday event, and I'm just very thankful and grateful for it. So I just want to thank God for that.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes,
Pastor Smith.
I heard a lady. Hello. Deacon
yes,
Ray.
Pastor Smith. I'm sorry.
Okay.
This is Sherry. I just wanted to let you know that me and my sister, we did make it here to Modesto safely, and we thank you for your prayers, okay?
Praise the Lord, Sister Sherry. Thank you for just calling, letting us know you was able to get back safe. Thank you. Do anyone
yes,
else
ma'am.
Have a testimony?
Yes, ma'am. This is Deacon Ray. I just want to thank God for his greatness, his glory, his grace and mercy being over my life and always making sure my needs are met. Thank you, Lord.
Praise. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor. I've testified for about Heaven's biological mother getting off of drugs and getting a home and things like that. She came to church a couple times. You prayed for her, and you were telling her that God didn't want her living like that on the streets and stuff like that. Anyhow, make a long story short, she's getting her keys to her place this week, and
hey.
She has those two babies, twins, and still in her care, and she's going steadfast. She wants to come to church, and I just thank God for the prayers you've gone through, that you prayed for her. I remember when she came to church, you prayed for her. So I also want to let people know there's a couple people who want to be picked up, don't have cars. So anyhow, thank you for the prayers. She is coming through just fine.
Amen. Do anyone else have a testimony? If there isn't more testimony, we're going to go in the Word of God. Father, I thank you for this word tonight, that this word will encourage your people, that just your word, oh God, will let them know you haven't forgotten them. And I thank you, God, that the word will strengthen them and keep them by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Habakkuk, the second chapter, verse 3, and Galatians 4 and 4. Again, Habakkuk 2 and 3, Galatians 4 and 4. If we get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is about timing. And what's so beautiful about timing, we think we're in control of timing, but God is in control of timing. And because God is in control of time, it's always perfect. When God opened that next door for us, it's always perfect timing. And it's always set up by God, and because God is in control and it's determined by God and is arranged by God already for you. It's already scheduled and it's already right just for us. But many times we have a problem waiting for that perfect thing that God has set up. I'm talking about timing tonight. And the waiting game is something that we all have problems with. Because when we're waiting, we got to stay where we are. And we're in a place of intermission. And we're in a place, as you waiting, you're expecting. And so what God is doing is preparing you for that he has already lined up for you. You're getting prepared for it. and getting organized. But the problem is so many times we don't wait. We don't wait because when you're waiting, it's the Lord allowing you to bloom. He's allowing you to get in a place of a readiness, a place of preparation, because when you stay put, God do things in you that you don't even know you have need of getting organized in. But it's always under God's control. And so many times we all mess up in that area, not just a few people. Most people does. But then there are some people that is habitual and not waiting on God. And there are those that get it. They say, I'm going to stand still. I'm going to wait on the Lord. And they do it. And the Lord enabled them to do it when they get the picture that they're not in control. And when you get the picture, when you really get that from God, what God is preparing you for a giant leap forward. You got to get this, thanks to God, because it works all the time. It's like a giant leap forward. You go forward. And it happened all through the Bible. Joseph, Moses was on the backside of the desert. He was an old man. He couldn't move. He tried to do it. He tried to take control of something, but he found out he messed up. He learned how to wait on God. Abraham, same thing, messed up. One time, learned how to wait on God. Didn't make the same mistake over and over. Jacob, same thing. Messed up one time. Learned how to wait on God. And what happened in their lives? Giant leap forward. Giant. And everyone that does that, it's like they leap forward with great breakthroughs, with great improvement, with a tone change. And they break the things from the past of failure. The past is broken. That failure is broken off of their lives. They come into a total transformation when they wait on the Lord. And you're going to see it by the word of God, Habakkuk 2 and 3.
And it reads, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it shall surely come. It will not tarry."
This is the Lord speaking. The vision is for an appointed time. It's something that's promised, but it's for an appointed time. Not right now. It's for an appointed time. It's for something that he's personally promised to you. It's promised by the Lord to an individual. It's for an appointed time. An appointed time. He said, but even though it's delayed, you're not forgotten, but it's for an appointed time. At the end, it's gonna speak and it will not lie. He said, wait for it. It's going to happen. Not at this moment, but have confidence. He's encouraging you tonight to wait in faith. What does faith do? Faith gives birth. Faith gives birth because it's an appointed time. Meaning, if it's an appointed time by God, it's anointed by God, meaning it's going to happen. It's ordained by God, it's going to happen. It's declared by God, it's going to happen. It's set up by God, it shall happen. It's been announced out of the mouth of God. It going to happen because God has prepared it. He has announced it over your life. And this is something that in this hour we need to learn how to wait upon the Lord, because things are so drastically changing, daily, drastically changing. But with God, he's saying tonight he hasn't forgotten. And if he has appointed something over your life, and if you're waiting, he wants us to expect it. And there are those going to have a giant leap forward, because it's going to be the right time for them. It's going to be a giant leap forward. That means something's going to happen in the past, going to be broken. It's going to be a total change in their life because they waited on the Lord. When you wait upon the Lord, he prepares you for that that you are not prepared for. He gets you in a place that you are ready for. You get organized. You get disciplined. You get stable. You get in a place of preparation. And when you wait upon the Lord, all of this happened to all the patriarchs. They all had to wait. Nothing happened microwave. They all had to wait. But this word is saying it was for an appointed time. That's for what? Everybody that's called by God. Because there's different calls in our lives for different seasons in our lives. And when God call you to do something, it's just his timing. He going to do it. And the one thing we must remember that he's not a genie in a lamp. He bring about his will in the way that he wants. Can't rub a genie ball and say, Papa, I want it now. God is in charge. And there's different calling in our lives at different seasons and different times. And so it happened all through the scripture. But we have to wait. And as we're waiting, we are praising. We have to praise God as we're waiting. And we don't get caught up looking around, seeing what happened with someone else. It's not your season. It's not for you to be in that place where that person is. It's something so beautiful. How people have a season, and you just see them just blooming. You just see so many great things happening. So just seeing them just leaping, and it looked like, when was my time? Have you forgotten me? No, he hasn't forgotten you. What are you saying? It's an appointed time for you. And you praise God as you wait. Because their season going to be over with, and your season going to come forth. So what I'm saying, when their season is over with, and you rejoice, you have rejoiced with them in their season, and it's time for them to step back and got to wait again, then you're leaping forward. Then you're progressing. Then you are going through a place of transformation. Then you're walking in the increase. Then you're walking in improvement because it's your season. It's your timing. That's how it was with Esther. It was her timing. She was born for such a time. And she had to go before the king at that time. She couldn't get out of it because she was born for that time. And she couldn't get out of it. And Mordecai told her, you can't get out of this because you were born for this season. You were born for this time. And so there are people I'm encouraging tonight. That the Spirit of God, as you're blooming, wherever you are, stay put. Don't be transient. Don't be a gypsy. Stay put and allow God to improve you, for you to bloom. When you bloom, you're going to go forward. When you bloom, God going to break the things in the past that hinder you. When you bloom, you will see total change. When you get in a place of blooming, you're going to be a giant leaping forward. It's going to be a big change that God, you don't have to tell anybody. There's something about that. Just be quiet. God going to let people see it. That's what he did for Joseph. That's what he did for Moses. That's what he did for Esther. That's what he did for Naomi and Ruth. People are going to see it. Why? Because you allow God to prepare you for the giant leaping forward. It wasn't easy. You had to go through some things that was not comfortable. There were some rough roads. There were some things came into your life that you wished that you could have discarded, but you could not. because it was all training for the giant leap. It was training you for that new season. It was training you to walk into those new places. It was training you for the new order. It was training you so that you will be prepared. And you're going to see again by the word of God. Galatians 4:4, please.
And it reads, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law."
This is Jesus. You know, it was prophesied in the Old Testament. It was prophesied, that he was coming. It was prophesied they died, but yet more prophets came forth and prophesied and prophesied. But when the right time, talking about right time, when the right time came, God sent his own son who came as the son of a human mother and lived under the Jewish law to redeem those who were under the law, that's five, so that we might become God's son. It was the right time. It was appointed by God to send Jesus at the right time to fulfill the law. He fulfilled the law. The time was planned by God for Jesus to come to keep the law, which no human ever done. He did it. He fulfilled the law. He redeemed us by keeping the law. He satisfied God. He went on the cross. He died and shed his blood to do what we couldn't do, to bring that fulfillment where everyone else has failed, to redeem us, from the what we could not do. He fulfilled the law. But it came at the right time. It was the right time because it was appointed by God. Jesus was assigned by God. He was on schedule. He was not off schedule. He was on schedule because it was anointed. Because it had been announced for years and years and years. But they had to wait for Jesus to come. They had to wait. But when God commanded that Jesus come forth in the earth, Jesus came forth. Why? Because it was his appointed time. And so this is for you this night, that you're in a place now of preparation for a giant leap forward, not no small step, giant leap forward, meaning a great change in your life, a big change in your life. It's going to be the right time. And what I'm encouraging you to wait. Don't let no one force you, push you, get you to move before time. Allow the Spirit of the Lord to take over your spirit. Then you submit. When he speaks to you, you submit. And when you submit, you know that you know it's appointed by God. It's a promise God made to me personally. Even though there may be in a place of delay, he has not forgotten me. And it's going to happen. Saints, God knows the perfect time that you're in prepared, that he's preparing you, that you're in a place of blooming right now. It's just like handling finance. Sometimes people get a nice sum of money, not, you know, something that they're tested with, and they just, like they lose their mind. They don't know how to spend. They don't know what to do, and they look around. You look around, they're broke because they were not good stewards. Then they have to go to a place and have a waiting period before they get another lump sum. And a smart person who learned from that experience They submit to God. They acknowledge God. They allow God to lead them on how to spend that finance and what to do with it, because they messed up. And they want to handle this properly because they want to be good stewards. And what happened? Most of the time they don't fail. But then there are some people, they don't get it. They fail again. They end up being broke again. And then they have to wait. And it just be a vicious cycle. And some people never ever comes out of that poverty. It's like a cycle of poverty follow them all the days of their lives. They never come out of the cycle of poverty because they don't know how to wait on God. But that's not the will of God. It's not word. It's not the will of God. When we learn how to wait upon the Lord and we allow God to get us ready for that giant leap. Why? Because God is in control. It's been predetermined by God. It's been set up by God, totally arranged by God, not us. If you're saved, every opportunity in your life, God set it up beforehand. Already done. It's concerning timing. It's concerning timing. Already done. But when we allow the Holy Spirit to have us in a place, we allow God to prepare us to bloom. Because when you're in a blooming condition, you're getting in preparation, you're getting organized, you're getting constructed, you're getting in preparation. You're getting disciplined so that you can handle the job and not fail, so you can be successful. So I don't care what the world system is announcing. I don't care how the prices seem to be out of control and how they're promising they're going to give you money and still haven't got your money and whatever. God takes care of his people when they wait on God. He takes care of his people as they wait on God. God takes care of us in the timing we're waiting on the Lord. He don't forsake us. He don't abandon us because we are in his care, allowing him to do whatever need to be done in our spirit to prepare us for that giant leap forward at that right time, for God to bring improvement, for us to step forward. It's time for many to step forward as never before. Many. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what your bank account says. I don't care what kind of job you employed and but your salary, it's not about any of that. It's about God is in control of your life, what he has ordained and anointed for your season, has the calling that he has placed upon your life, the things that he knows is coming forth in a change, something new in your life, his timing. He said, I'm going to do it. You have to wait. Why? Because he's preparing you. And don't let anyone, don't let yourself pull you or thrust you out of waiting on the Lord. Because what is he doing? He's putting you in such a place of transition for this new whatever is in your life, this new calling, this change, this something new. He's preparing you for the increase. And as you wait and don't get ahead of God, you're going to do the job. You're going to be well functioning in the job. when the enemy come to try to slip you up, God gonna keep you. You will not slip. He will keep you from falling. He will confuse everything that desire to overthrow you. He did it for Joseph. He did it for Jacob. He did it for Abraham. He did it for Moses. He did it for Joshua and Caleb because he had made them a promise. And they waited upon the Lord because God was in control of that season of their lives. Because he said, I'm going to do something new. It's a new thing I'm doing for you in your life. Not the former thing. I'm breaking the past. The things you fell in, the things you just messed up, slipped up because you waited upon me. Your life is in a new place. And not going to be small step. It's going to be giant leap forward. And what happened? People are going to be amazed at how you really stood still and you waited upon the Lord. Because they, you know how people look at you, they say, they'll never get no place because they don't know how to wait. They don't know how to wait. They're here, there, and everywhere. They're not stable. As God looks upon you, people is more critical about us than God, more judgmental than God, more severe than God. And what's so bad about people, they're spread it to other people that may could help you. But God is not like that. When you mess up and you repent and then you wait upon God, God will go into those places and break the past and get you ready for that new season. And what's so beautiful? He gives you a giant leap of faith. He did it for Moses, messed up. Did it for Jacob, did it for Abraham, messed up. But when they waited upon the Lord, it was a small move over their lives. It was a giant leap forward because God sees, knows, and they submitted. And they waited through all the difficulties, yet they waited. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus, we're in perilous time, and things are all in a disarray. But God, you're in control. Because when you say something is going to happen for your people personally, and you made a promise over their lives, it's been determined by you, it's been scheduled by you, arranged by you, anointed by you and ordained by you, as it was with Jesus. And nothing could not stop it. Many things came to hinder, but nothing could stop the timing that Jesus had to come forth. He was sent by God at the right time. And God, this word is letting us know tonight there's appointed time for your people, something that destiny by God, assigned by God. And there are so many powers of darkness that has been discharged against us. But no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against Jesus prosper. And Father, we're waiting in confidence and faith, because faith gives birth to the promises. And so we thank you tonight, God, for those that you have your hands on. And it is their season, God. Their season is a call on their lives. A change coming forth. Something new. It's your time. And you say you will do it. God, they're in preparation for this right timing, for a change to come. For them to advance, to step forward, to progress.
and you're going to break the past, God. I don't care what happened in the past. You are the one who know how to break the past to bring a transformation. So, Father, I thank you for this word. Encourage them tonight that this word is bringing them into a place of preparation, of expectation, a place that God, line upon line and precepts upon precepts, that God, you're preparing them to bloom as never before. And your words say, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, Isaiah 41. And God, I thank you that you're going to revive them as they wait upon the Lord. You're going to restore them as they wait upon the Lord. You're going to heal them as they wait upon the Lord. From everything, God, in the past, I thank you for the spirit of restoration as they wait upon the Lord. And I thank you, God, that by faith, that the spirit of God appoint upon their life an appointed time for them to increase, an appointed time, God, for them to advance, an appointed time, God, for them to step forward. God, I believe it by faith because this is your word. All through the word of God, the appointed time was set up by God. It was destined by God. His plan is good and not evil. Jeremiah 29:11. And God, I thank you. It's been declared over their lives and no one can stop it. So I thank you, God. It's going to happen at the moment that you have set up for them. And as they wait upon the Lord, I thank you, God, that they're being renewed in their strength by faith. And everything broken be healed in the name of Jesus. And God, I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving that the Spirit of God move over Sister Allison's life. And that this promotion that's being held up, that the Spirit of God go into those places, those documents, and move speedily, God. In Jesus' name, and God, open up those doors. Allow those documents to be approved, God, that she get this new position in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father Jesus, that because she's waited, she's been in a place of intermission, she's been in a place of preparation, and I thank you, God, for bringing it forth for Sister Allison. This new job, this new position, that the Spirit of God opened doors that no one can close. And God, I do praise you for it, and I do thank you for it. And God, this young lady that it was a couple of years ago she came into the church. And she was living on the bridge, she and her infant baby. And the Spirit of God, the comforter, said, I'm going to do a new thing for her. He began to speak out of his mouth. He was going to dry up the spirit of addiction. He was going to get her from under the bridge and put her in safe dwelling. And now it's the timing, and God performed those things. And God, she has this new apartment. And I thank you for filling that apartment with everything she has need of. Every room. Whatever she have need of in each room, Father, fill it. Supply her needs in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the Spirit of God to do whatever she have need of that she cannot do. Open doors that no one can close. And God, I thank you tonight for the people that you have appointed for this time of their lives. A new thing is over their life. A different calling, God. It's their season, God, for change. That you prepare them for it as they wait, God. As they wait upon the Lord. That the Spirit of God do in them what they cannot do. The things you see that need to be improved, that they cannot see, bring improvement, Father Jesus. So they can do the job well. So they can receive the blessings and the benefit of the Lord. And every demonic spirit and every power of darkness will be sent against them, that the Spirit of God bring it into utter confusion. And I thank you for safety over Sister Kimberly. I thank you, God. She's so tiny, and she's a conductor of a big train. But, God, I thank you for keeping Sister Kimberly safe, that the spirit of alertment be upon her, God, that there will be no danger. Whenever danger is lurking, God, I thank you for angel have charge over her to keep her in all her ways. And I thank you that she is anointed by God to be a conductor over this place that she's working, this train system, God, that she moved by the orders of God, that she's anointed, God, to be a good conductor, a safe conductor. And I give you praise for it. And I thank you, God, for the great, great giant leap for your people this night, that the enemy cannot stop when it's their timing. And I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving for it by faith in the name of Jesus. I ask that the Spirit of God would touch Deacon Ray, roommate, that the Spirit of God move over his body tonight in Jesus' name and bring diabetes under control. Cause him, oh God, to have clean blood. Cause him to lose weight, to eat properly, God. Restore his health in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the spirit of fear to go now in the name of Jesus. You not give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. Fear loose his dwelling, loose his mind. And I give you praise and I give you thanksgiving for it tonight in the name of Jesus. Be blessed. The Lord is with us. Get ready for that giant leap. Come a leaping forward at the right time. Anointed by Jesus. Anointed by God. In Jesus' name. Be blessed. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Amen.
God bless you.
And thank you for listening. Pastor Bia and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, the Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.